underground preacher reaching out to the underground church. And today, we are continuing on our 8 steps series regarding healing marriages with step 6, United We Stand. A good and strong marriage is not the one that never fights, but rather the one that faces conflicts and overcomes them together. The key is working together rather than separately, to face them together and to overcome them together instead of fighting and sweeping things under the rug. Because Jesus Christ said in Luke chapter 11, verse 17, "But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falls." In a marriage, always remember that anything that does not draw you closer together draws you apart. A little argument, a man cave, and different belief systems are among many things that the enemy uses to set division. All the enemy needs is a foothold, a step to spark division, and in time, before you know it, the house is divided against itself, and there is no peace and no reasoning, and the house is brought to desolation. So, always remember to work together, to do things together, to give grace to one another. Whenever there is a conflict, stop and pray. Cast the enemy out of the house in the name of Jesus Christ. If not, take the wise decision to walk away before any party gets too caught up in the heat of the moment and says very harmful things. Remember that a conflict is better resolved in a calm and in a peaceful mindset. Anger and contention only aggravate the situation. So learn to pray for one another, uplift one another, and care for one another, because united we stand and divided we fall. Amen?
Amen.
As a side note, a man cave or the she shed, unless it is a healthy and mutual thing that both spouses sincerely enjoy, is you hanging on to the past. In a marriage, there is no room for a man cave, she shed, sport, gambling, video games, social media, drinking, partying, and so on. These are distractions, and they are tools used by the enemy to destroy marriages. The sooner you grieve them along with your single life and let them go, the better your marriage will be, because it is only a matter of time before they come between you and your spouse. So work on grieving your past and on letting go of the many distractions in your life, and focus more on the well-being of your marriage. And you will see how your entire house will turn into an enjoyable space for all. And whenever you are ready, you can come back for our next step, that is step 7, learn to love again. And until then, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church, and I am out.